In Iraq's elections, one-third of the candidates will be women. That percentage didn't just happen. It came about because of a requirement that at least one-quarter of the new parliament will be female. So women will be represented in some numbers, but some women still doubt if they'll have real power. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
In Iraq, the beauty parlor is to women what the traditional tea house is to men. They are both single-sex environments where a lot of talking goes on. It's a slow afternoon at Dina and Mina's hair salon in the middle-class, ethnically mixed neighborhood of Karada. Half a dozen women are getting their hair styled. One of them, Nasreen Mishir, is preparing to go to a friend's wedding. She's Shiite. Her friend is a Christian. The upcoming elections in January are not on her mind. She says she won't vote. When asked about female candidates, she shrugs. The situation in our country is not suitable for a female leader, she says. Not even interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi can solve the problems here. Women are nice and delicate. They can't change this situation, she says. Hairdresser Gufran Ghalib echoes her client's feeling of impotence. We are walking the street and we are worried. We don't know if when we walk out the door we will make it back. Explosions are everywhere. The Americans are everywhere. Terrorists are everywhere, she says. Violence in Iraq is indiscriminate, but the tenuous security situation has hit women hard. Rapes, kidnappings, and the general lawlessness have meant that many women are afraid to venture out, much less vote or run for office. Men, always a dominant force in home life, have asserted even more control. Iraq's Electoral Commission has begun a campaign to get women out to vote. Posters have been hung up in many places with the slogan, "Participate in order to protect your future." The campaign is especially targeting rural areas where organizers say the head of household, namely the man, is used to making most important decisions. Getting women on party lists has also been a challenge. Some parties complain they're having trouble recruiting them. But out of the around 7,700 candidates in Iraq's upcoming parliamentary elections, a third, about 2,500 of them, are women. The United Nations guidelines stipulate that every third name on a party list must be female. Maysoon Al-Damlouchi sits in her large office in the Ministry of Culture on a cold winter Baghdad afternoon. She is the Deputy Minister of Culture and the top woman on Iraq's Independent Democrats party list, which is headed by veteran Sunni diplomat Adnan Pachachi. She says that for the most part, women have made strides forward.
Saddam Hussein and the Ba'athi regime brought women's rights back many, many decades, unfortunately. In 1959, there was an Iraqi woman minister. In 1971, briefly, there was another woman minister, and that's it. For 30-odd years, there were no female ministers.
Now, there are 6 female ministers and 7 deputy ministers in the current interim administration.
To be honest, I've had nothing but respect from people since I started my work on women's issues. And I think there is a general feeling that women should, and they have been, working hard to get their right place in society and in public life.
Not everyone is so optimistic, though. Yanar Mohammed is the president of the women's group Women's Freedom in Iraq. She believes Iraq isn't ready for democratic elections. Mohammed says that the fact that there are so many women running for office is misleading.
If you are a female, it doesn't guarantee that you will work for the women's issue, because the scene is very politicized, and the Islamic parties and the females who are part of those Islamic parties are totally working against women inside Iraq.
Her suspicions are founded on recent history. While in the governing council, Shiite cleric Abdulaziz al-Hakim tried to push through a law that would have given religious courts jurisdiction over marriage and divorce. Women's groups protested the measure, and it was never put in place. Al-Hakim, though, is now heading one of the most powerful Shiite lists for the upcoming election. The new parliament will be tasked with writing the new constitution, a constitution that could either enshrine or undermine women's rights in Iraq. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.